Hi guys,
welcome to Motherhood,
the good, the bad, and the ugly.
In this episode, we'll be discussing the importance of getting a break from the kids. Hope you enjoy.
Alicia, you're gonna get your nice little break.
I know. Well, we've won. We need the other one.
I can't. Right, I'm gonna get a little break tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Go with the girls.
Okay. Easy.
Yeah, and then if you know, well, whatever. If we can, if not, I'm fine with a meal. But it's just a nice to have the break, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just gonna get really extra slow and apply makeup.
In it. Look how we used to look.
Time, so you know, paying for myself.
I love when I have got like a motive to get ready properly and everything. Can I just think, this is how I used to look?
Nice. Even just thinking about it, like I'm excited, not just for the meal, but for the whole dropping off.
The process.
The whole, like, definitely.
What have you got to say?
He's out like talking about the kids. He's like, I'm working.
Because it's you.
This is going to be me. Get this dinner.
I've got that balance, man. Otherwise, whoo, forget it. You got a lot to say.
One thing I'm glad about this quarantine lockdown. I remember when I used to get back in the house. After work, after the school run, about six, and then they used to think, oh, yes, got to cook, got to dinner. Obviously, you know, the kids are like, Mom, when's dinner? Just pressure, isn't it? So now it's nice. I feel like I've actually got more time to, you know, spend creating the meals, even thinking about different things to do, to be honest.
Yeah, I hear that.
Because when you get home, and there's not no one in the house to help distract them, and the focus is just on you getting a dinner.
That's true, man. Damn. What are you saying? And it, because I remember that washing round, finish work, go to after school club, get her from after school club, go back home, cook, home, or whatever it is.
And I used to love when Fridays used to come, because I knew that it wasn't really a rushing thing.
Yeah.
When I got home to do the dinner, you know what I mean?
And soon as I used to eat, had a nap after I put her to sleep.
And you think
had
in
a nap on accident? No, I was napping.
And you think in your head, right, I'm going to do this, get them fed, wash, in bed, and it's my time. But then by the time your time comes, you're tired.
It's my time? What time?
Yeah.
No,
you are actually knackered, and it's just repeat, isn't it? Sleep.
Don't worry, Sim.
One day
they'll be grown and they'll be telling us these stories.
Oh, I know.
About theirs, man.
I know. And do you know what's funny? When I went to my nan's, I had a sleepover at my nan's, and it's funny because those are the things that I just would used to do with my nan, just me and her. So we just have our little thing that we did together. But you know, like this generation of kids, it's just a real big thing for them, like, oh, I'm gonna go 24 whole hours without Wi-Fi. Like, that's how she's saying it to her friend.
That's what she said to her friend.
Yeah, I was like, is this a thing? Oh, this is a thing for them now. Because remember, they're very internet-led world generation, whereas we weren't.
You so
stink. For us,
I changed this
nappy. Us going to Nan's, it was boring, but that's it. You just was bored. You created your own.
And it, real.
Yeah.
And it, these kids, they don't know that. They don't know how to use their creative side. Because everything could be converted into a game when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And it?
Yeah.
Like, the empty, do you remember the advert? The empty washing up bottle? And, remember?
The fairy one.
Yeah, the fairy one. And the kids coming, checking how much is left because they wanted to make a rocket or something. Because it's a game. And then, I was very much like that. Like, when something's empty, you don't have to throw it away. You know, I can make something with that, and then it's this, or even just like, I'll have loads of things, probably like trash or whatever, but you know, to go in the bath with me, collect the water, and then pour it out, and you know, it could be anything, it could be a car, it could be a rocket, it could be water, you know.
Yeah.
I could be in the bath for ages, playing, like, every day it's something different. What's the matter? These kids ain't got that, huh? No. Fairy bottle, like, what am I meant to do with that? Like,
they'll be looking at you like...
That is, like, not even a minute of entertainment for them.
No.
But then they can get entertained by watching other kids play games, what they have got.
Yep, on YouTube.
On YouTube, huh?
Yeah.
You're watching another child. I couldn't get my head around it, and I still don't really get it.
Have you got another toy that you want that you don't have?
Or have, you know, because Nay has got some of these toys that she does not play with.
Oh, but she will watch them.
She's watching other kids play with that toy. That she's got and don't play with, so what, shall we send it over?
Yeah.
So then they can make a video with this, or, you know, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But that's what she wants to do. And I think you've got all this time to do anything. Can you use it?
Mm-hmm.
To watch these other kids playing?
Mm.
Okay. You know, that's what they know. It's the next generation. I don't think we'll ever get our heads around that, to be honest.
No, we won't. We won't.
Don't think. Oh!
It's just their thing.
I don't know where this one's going to.
You're running away there.
Oh! Close,
mate. What's the problem?
Is it a real kid? He's got his eyes on everything, man.
Aww.
That's what I like with babies though, man. They'll try a number of times to get what it is that they want. They don't give up, man. Like, I'm going to try again. Try harder until they find a way. Very inspiring, Zale. Very inspiring.
So what are you going to do with your little break? Relaxing.
Well, it's a half break, isn't it? Because I've still got one in it.
Yes, that is true.
So,
well, at least once
ask me again once it's gone.
But you know what? Saying that, when you get the break, you don't even, and you don't have plans then, because let's be real, not every time you get the break. Sometimes you get unexpected breaks, like your parents are like, oh, you have to struggle, and you think, oh, okay, I wasn't prepared for this. But thank you, I'm grateful to you. And then you feel, I do anyway, I find myself just missing the kids. I'm wondering what they're doing about me.
When I used to have the break with Nay, you know, moving slow, watching up. Because obviously, first I'd try and find a little motive.
Yeah,
well, phoning around, but most times, because people are in the same boat.
Exactly.
They need notice in it, so that weren't really.
Sometimes you have to be sick, you know? Yeah.
And you know, just doing the housework. Yeah. In the silence or whatever.
In peace.
Yeah.
You can say it, because it's in peace.
But then the peace is strange.
It is strange.
And it's making me mess.
And sometimes I think to myself, did I just hear it? And she's like, yeah.
Shut up! Oh, I hear it in my head, you know. Stop it.
It's true, though.
Oh, dude.
You cry for the break. You're mad for your little break. See, you get your little break. Not all the time, it depends what I'm doing. If it's a break where it's been planned and I've had a chance to plan something, going to visit a friend in their space and
it's
not really the same reaction
still. Yeah. But, I'm not moving that
it's not. But if it's the other way around, when I didn't have time to kind of make a plan or a plan fell through, then I'm actually missing my child.
And it's mad because even if it's like after hours when they'll be in bed, but you notice the difference in it. Was it just me? Like,
yeah.
I notice that she's not there.
Yeah.
And
you do.
Even though she'll just be in bed and I won't be around her.
Yeah.
I still notice and it still feels different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make me call it a night myself. But you have to have the balance, man, as a parent.
Yeah, you do.
With the kids. and you or adult time or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I mean? Yeah, and then it makes it all worth it.
Yeah, and you know what? They say opposites make the heart grow fonder, and I know it's applied to relationships, but I think it's with any, not just like a couple, like mother and daughter, mother and father, like it does. So when you've had a child, with your child, you really appreciate them when they come back for a bit. It wears off real quick.
I did miss you.
But no, yeah, you do need a balance. That's funny. I wonder what other moms think this, you know.
They probably do, man, because all kids are the same. I don't know if the planet. Sometimes I think I was not like this as a kid, though. I don't know if it's this new generation.
Yeah.
Of kids.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things that she's, I can't even think of anything right now. But I think I won't like this.
From what my mum tells me, I was not like this. Not at all.
But like the respect levels, just like.
Oh, gosh.
In it. Yeah. Just like knowing, like, to say excuse me before entering. Not entering, before, like, interrupting you, having a conversation, or when you're on the phone, or if you're talking with...
Yeah, that's a constant thing I find, you know.
Constant.
As much as I will say each and every time, it's a...
I say it every time,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like... But you see, outside in, if someone was to see her do that, they would think that I have not implemented this before, ever. But every time she does it, it gets corrected. Even if I have to say, you know, what are you meant to say before you do that? Or, you know, you're meant to say excuse me because I am talking. You know, but every single time, I still have to remind her, what's the matter? You're not going to be like that. Is that what you're saying? I'm not going to be like that, mummy. Don't worry, I know you're not.
Good boy.
Yeah. But, yeah, they make you think that they're... And I do tell, I was like, you make people think that not, you ain't got no home training.
Oh, no, I'm telling you. But even, like, we went to the shop today, and, like, you know, just touching everything, and, oh, mom. And I was like, you make people like,
you've
been shopping before,
they're all the same,
innit? Oh, they're all the same.
All the same.
It always makes me laugh when I'm in the shop, I see a parent in front of me and behind me saying the same thing I've just said. It makes me feel better, actually.
Yeah, innit?
It does. And sometimes you think it's just you going through this and it's just your child.
Yeah,
it's a common thing. Especially
you do when think like
similar
that.
Ages.
Yeah. And like I said, I put it down to another generation of kids. I think some of the things are unexplainable because, like, I knew when I entered the shop not to touch anything because my mom, like, she had that area sorted with us kids. We knew. Yeah. You go in, you don't touch nothing, and it wasn't difficult. But you know, my child seems like she can't grasp the same thing. Even if you tell her at that time, then we walk into the next aisle, the same thing is happening. Didn't that just tell you not to? It's like, what is that film? Oh, I can't even remember now. But you know, there's like a button and you're not meant to press it. Oh, what's the film? It's like a Home Alone or something.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I can't remember. The button's just staring. I can see the scene. I don't know why I can't picture it.
Yeah.
And then he's just no, it's Dennis the Menace. Do you remember Dennis?
Yeah.
The not the cartoon one.
The film.
The film. Mr. Wilson. And there's a bit, I know the scene now. He's at the garden party, a garden showing or whatever, because he's got this rare plant and he's invited everyone over. The newspapers are there, it's in his garden, and he's watching Dennis for the weekend while his parents are away. And Dennis is just sitting there looking at this button, this red button, and he can't, like, he's itching to press the button. In the end, he presses the button, the garage door opens, and then hits this, and then just the domino effect. I think the flower bloomed too soon. I don't know, but the whole thing was ruined, man. But I think they've got that thing inside them where they're just itching, like, to press that thing or touch that thing. They can't not do it.
Yeah, it's like, whatever you tell them not to do, they want to do
it. Want to do more? You can't not tell them. You've got, I don't know how, you've got to present it to them in a way for them not to do it. But the fact that you've said not to.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's probably one of the worst things.
I think it actually is.
When you break it down. Now I'm saying it out loud.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm trying to think what I need to do next time. To try and make it happen. I don't know. But the keepers on our toes.
Oh, my goodness. See, I'm trying to make this turn out quickly before I go to watch these. Let's see how long that lasts for. Everything's a challenge, you know. Oh, when you prepare.
Race against the time.
It's a challenge. Oh, no, no. It's like I'm on a game show that I
don't know.
I don't know. How did I get here? Surprise.
And everything. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Motherhood Good Bad Ugly.
And don't forget to share with other mums.
And if no one's told you,
you're doing an amazing job.
You got this.